Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 3rd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, 'Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers.'" The question comes to Jesus not as a sincere search, but as a carefully crafted trap. The Sadducees, who deny the resurrection, construct an almost absurd story of seven brothers, each marrying the same woman in turn, each dying without children. It is less a real-life scenario than a theological riddle meant to corner Jesus into contradiction. Beneath their question is a deeper resistance. They cannot imagine a life beyond the limits of this one. Jesus does not simply answer their puzzle. He gently but firmly exposes the poverty of their imagination. "You are greatly misled," he says, "not because they lack intelligence, but because they lack vision, because they know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. Their error is not intellectual, but spiritual. They are trying to understand eternity using only earthly categories." There was once a man who lived his whole life by the light of a lantern. Every night he would carefully trim the wick, refill the oil, and guard the flame. It was his security, his comfort, his way of seeing. One day a traveler told him, "There's a place where the light never goes out, where you will never need your lantern anymore." The man scoffed, "Impossible. Without this lantern, how could I see? What would guide me? What would life even look like?" So he stayed there, where he was, clinging to the small flame he could control, unable to imagine the brilliance of the dawn. The Sadducees are like that man. They cling to the familiar structures of this life, marriage, inheritance, lineage, and assume that eternal life must simply be an extension of those things. But Jesus reveals something far more profound. When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. He is not diminishing earthly love. He is revealing its fullness. What we experience here, love, union, belonging, is only a shadow, a preparation, a sign pointing toward something infinitely greater. In heaven, love is not lost. It is transformed. It is no longer exclusive or bound by necessity. It becomes complete, radiant, and free, rooted entirely in God. When Jesus brings them back to Scripture, to a moment they know well, the encounter of Moses with God in the burning bush, he reminds them of God's words, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Not I was, but I am. God speaks of them in the present tense. Why? Because they are alive in him. And here is the heart of the gospel. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. We too can fall into the same quiet misunderstanding, not by denying the resurrection outright, but by living as though this life is all there is. We become attached to what we can control, our roles, our relationships, our plans, our identities. We measure everything by earthly categories, success, failure, gain, loss. And without realizing, we shrink eternity down to something manageable, something that fits within our understanding. But Jesus invites us to something far more expansive. He invites us to trust that God's power exceeds our imagination, that the love we experience now is only the beginning, that death is not an end, but a doorway. Where in your life are you clinging to the lantern, afraid to trust in the coming dawn? Is it a relationship you fear losing? A role that defines your identity? A plan you cannot let go of? Jesus does not ask you to reject these things, but to hold them lightly, to trust that in God nothing good is ever lost, only transformed. Let us pray. Lord of the living, you who called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into eternal life, open our hearts to the mystery of your promise. When we cling too tightly to what we know, teach us to trust in what we cannot yet see. When we reduce your kingdom to earthly terms, expand our vision with the light of your truth. Free us from fear of loss, and fill us with hope in the resurrection. May we live not as people bound to this world alone, but as those already touched by eternity. Journey here is complete. Bring us into that fullness of love, where all is made new in you. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.